Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And how are you today? I trust that your day has gone well. A reminder, it's 2 weeks before Easter already. Next Sunday, Palm Sunday, and then Easter Sunday. And before that, we have Good Friday. So it's things are picking up. You know, things are moving along quite well. Today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 14 through 16. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you bless us for it. Word speak to many hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of this episode is Let Your Light Shine. I like using this subject because it reminded me of lighthouses. Lighthouses are a favorite of mine. I've always had an interest in lighthouses. And what a lighthouse does at night, it gives, it warns vessels of incoming rocks or jetties, or quite possibly you can see a light through a really vicious storm on one of the seas. That light on a stormy night has saved many a ship from a watery grave. And it says here, you know, you can't, when you see boats on the hill, you can't hide from it. Conversely, when you light a candle, you put it on a lampstand because you light the room. I remember as a scout, the building that we were staying, sometimes it was dark, and somebody would light a candle or a lantern, and the room would be lit, you know, it would be illuminated. And this is how Jesus wants us to live our lives. Those of us who are Christians, you know, we should let our light shine. Because we want people to see the light, not us, but Jesus. Because people will ask, well, why you feel so hopeful, or why are you so happy, or why are you so calm and in stressful situation? And people want to know that. Many people will be curious about it. I often remind my queer and trans brothers and sisters, you know, let your light shine. Be who you are. You know, no one should put you to shame. No one should put anybody to shame because of who they are, or the gifts that they have, or, you know, what they possess. You know, God wants all of us to shine. Because the world needs light. And the world, you know, in many places the world is so dark. You know, negativity and jealousy and wanting to put somebody else down because, you know, to make themselves feel better. Somebody put somebody else down to make themselves feel better. Or quite possibly put somebody else down because they may not have the courage to do what you did. But God encouraged, says we should let our light shine. And one thing with Jesus was he traveled about, his light shined everywhere. The people knew he was coming. When they found out Jesus was coming somewhere, they went to where he was. And Jesus let his light shine. He healed many sick. He healed those who had demonic spirits. He healed those who were troubled in their bodies and minds. Thousands. These are things that people had never seen about or heard before. They may have heard about it from from teachings and stuff, but they actually saw it in action. And whatever we have to offer to somebody, whatever we have to offer, let yourself shine before others. I've said many times on these episodes that the world is crying for authenticity. But unfortunately, the powers that be try to stifle that authenticity and that creativity. Well, creativity is something you can't stuff under a basket or under a bushel. Creativity is always there and always will be there. And I encourage you to be your creative self. Whatever gifts you have, you be yourself. You just do, just let your light shine. If you're an artist, be the best artist out there. If you're a welder, be the best welder out there. If you're a teacher or a nurse or a doctor or you're a construction worker or a carpenter or an electrician or whatever profession you're in, you shine before others because there are people who really want to know how you do it and who you are and why you are the way you are. There's a lot of people that want to know that. And Jesus was the same way. Jesus had a ton of questions asked about him. And when he was asked a question, he answered it. And his light shone wherever he went. Jesus went. His light shone everywhere. People saw it. Not only saw it in just his miracles, and everything, but also in his countenance. The words that he spoke, they were powerful. And we can shine before other people. It's like I mentioned earlier, we need authenticity. And God wants us to shine our lights. Those of you I like to share this to my trans and queer friends, their powers of me are trying to stifle you simply because of who you are. But I say, be proud of who you are and be out there. Don't let somebody try to stuff you under a bushel just because they're uncomfortable with you. If you're up on a hill, you can't hide. If a city's built on the hill, you can't hide it. And just like I mentioned here, you can't, when you put a light on, you can't hide it under a bushel. It has to shine. And I encourage many of you to let your light shine during this week of, this is a trans week of visibility, and I encourage all those, to be out there, let your light shine. Go out and be who you are. And as we walk this earth, this is what God's desire of Christians is to let our light shine wherever. You know, God presents many opportunities to let that light shine. But people will see that. And people will wonder. And people, some people may come up and ask. Ask why you are the way you are. And it's a wonderful feeling. Not so much a feeling, it's just that you're feeling, yes. But the most important thing is you're affecting other people. And it could lead other people to, it could lead other people to Christ. In conclusion, I'd like to say that however you decide to shine your light, don't do it out of arrogance, or don't do it out of fear, or don't do it out of self-aggrandizing. Do it because God says for you to do it. I know when I came out personally, I didn't do it to attract attention or beat my chest or anything like that. This is how God wanted me to do. You know, I decided I was going to live my life openly, so I'm letting my light shine where others can see. And I encourage you to let your light shine. You know, some people will thank you. You know, quite possibly you might change somebody's mind. You know, you may save somebody's life just by being you. You know, if you're kind, let people see that kindness. If you're one who encourages, let them see you. If you're industrious, show that to others. Don't be ashamed of your gifts and your talents and your gender expression or your identity. You know, just remember God, the one who gave them to you. Pray that this episode has helped someone. And I kind of enjoy sharing this particular lesson. I enjoy all of them, but this one I enjoy particularly. And this is Genevieve's Gems. And I look forward to getting together with you on our next episode. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.